This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Gene Marks, a small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, for the Philadelphia Inquirer, also writing on Forbes about artificial intelligence for small business. Warning signs. Policy. Gene explains. As a small business, you need a written policy to tell your employees what can and cannot be used because there are dangers just turning loose the AI apps without knowing where they're going or what they can do to your business and to someone else's opinion. So Gene has a good recommendation here. Gene Marks, small business columnist on warning signs on artificial intelligence in a business environment. More of this later.
You know, it was a, we were talking in the last segment about how the government, Trump's, technology people are going to be coming up with regulations around AI. But my recommendation to anybody running a business is don't wait for the government to come out with regulations. I'm not that confident they're going to keep up to all the changes as fast as they're happening in the world of AI. It's up to us as companies to come up with our own controls over AI. And John, I got to tell you, when I talk to people and when I go to my clients, and particularly larger companies, companies that have got their arms around where things are going, they're all creating AI policies, John. And every company should have an AI policy. An AI policy is a written policy that lays out what AI apps are allowed to be used, maybe what specific AI apps are not allowed to be used. Your policy should have in writing what individuals or departments are allowed to use AI and which individuals and departments are not allowed to use AI. That policy should also step out how your company goes about evaluating and approving AI tools and what processes and applications your AI tools can be used for. All of this needs to be in writing and shared with your employees so that everybody knows what they're allowed to do and not. And the reason why I push this, John, I just read to you this list of AI apps from ZDNet. People are out there downloading this stuff and using all sorts of crazy AI apps out there. Some of them are using them on company data. That can really get you in trouble if you're running a business. So you have to have a written policy. So at the very least, if anything happens, communications are going out using AI apps that are just wrong or bad, at least you can go back to a policy and say, well, that was against our policy. You've got some protection there.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.